Amen. Y'all make it easy to be pastors. Amen. We appreciate it. Amen. We're going to be talking about when are we going to take ownership of what belongs to us? Amen. I'll pray and we'll get into the word. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. We thank you, Father God, not my will this evening, but yours, Father God, be done. Not what I'd want to say, but what you would have not only for this congregation, but also for myself, Father God. And I thank you, Holy Ghost, for unveiling and revealing truths from your word to us this evening. I thank you, Holy Ghost, and Father God, I thank you. We walk in all the light that we have received so far, and so then that qualifies us for more light. And I thank you, Father God, we don't take it lightly whenever we receive new light from the word. I thank you, even if we don't understand it right at that moment, we'll say, thank you, Father God, I believe it because I see it in your word, and I'll begin to walk in it. I might not understand it fully, but the further I walk, the more I'll understand. And so we thank you, Father God, for it, for your anointing, for your glory, just saturating this room and each and every one of us this evening. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You just thought you was fast enough.
I was trying.
I know you was. I got you. Amen. Ownership. I'll read some definitions off to y'all. Ownership, the act, state, or right of possessing something. Amen. The legal right to possess something. The first one was the act, state, or right of possessing something. And then the legal right to possess something. Amen. Let's say it's your birthday or it's a Christmas or whatever, and somebody buys you a gift. A lot of times, if they buy you clothes or with anything, what do they give you with the gift? The receipt, right? In case you want to take it back. Because would you be able to just take it back if you didn't have the receipt?
No.
That receipt showing what?
Ownership.
Ownership. See, you didn't pay for it.
That's a good one.
You didn't pay for it. But you got documentation. You got proof of ownership. See, that's what the blood did. And salvation is proof of ownership of everything that Jesus accomplished on the cross.
Amen.
That's our proof. I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So then, therefore, I qualify.
Amen.
I didn't have to pay for it, but I qualified.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. We could turn over to Hebrews 11:1, please. We'll pull that up in the CEV first. Hebrews 11:1, yes, ma'am. Amen. Faith makes us sure what? And gives us what? Hallelujah. Proof.
Amen.
Proof of what we cannot see. Faith makes us what?
Sure.
Sure. Hallelujah. Faith makes us sure. It makes us sure. See, there's not second guessing. A sure thing is a sure thing. You ever played a game against somebody or did something, you was like, oh, this is a sure thing right here. I know I got this. See, that's what faith is. Whenever you're believing God for something or you're coming up against something, you look at it and go, I thought that looked big, but glory be to God, I got the God kind of faith on the inside of me. I got the same kind of faith that created this world and brought it into existence.
Amen.
That's the kind of faith that I have.
Yes.
Amen. I got a measure of the God kind of faith.
Right.
Amen. Each and every one of us that's born again has a measure of the God kind of faith.
Amen.
It's not something that you just came up with. It's something God gave you.
Yes.
Faith makes us sure of what we hope for and gives us proof of what we cannot see. Can you pull that up in the easy read, please? Faith is what makes real. Amen. Faith is what? Faith is what makes real the things we hope for. It is proof of what? It is proof of what we cannot see. Man, I've been believing for this for a long time. Well, glory be to God. Faith is the proof. Yes. Faith is the proof that it belongs to you. Faith is also ownership. Pull it up in the Amplified Classic, please. Now, faith is the what?
Assurance.
The confirmation, the what? I would never, ever forget that, those three words for the rest of my life. And I would make mental notes of that throughout my entire house and throughout my entire life.
Amen.
Is the title deed of the things we hope for being the what? Of what? And the conviction of what? Faith perceiving as what?
Real fact.
What is not revealed to what?
Senses.
See, regardless of what you're feeling or what you're seeing, faith, if you spoke the command of faith, faith says, it's mine and I have it now.
Yeah.
Regardless of what my bank account looks like, regardless if it says negative 100, regardless if sickness or disease is trying to attack my body, regardless of what the economy's doing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Faith is the title deed, right?
Yes.
Hope, y'all know already, it's earnestly expect or earnest expectation. Expect, I heard it said like this, is one guy said, it's like stretching your neck out waiting for the bus.
Yes.
Looking for your ride.
Yeah.
It's like stretching your neck out at a restaurant going, is that my food? What are you doing? You're expecting what you put your order in for, what you put your faith on. You're looking for it. See, a lot of times we'll speak the command of faith and just kind of almost forget it.
Yeah. Amen.
And go, well, it'll happen when it happens. No, it won't, because God never said it'll happen when it happened. He said, if you give me faith, then you'll have the realities of what you're hoping for.
Amen.
So whenever I speak the command of faith, this is my focus from there on out. This, that earnest expectation, that stretching your neck out, looking, going, where I know it's here, because I spoke the command of faith, I know it's here. Hallelujah. Faith is ownership. Satan can tell whenever you don't believe you own something.
Yes. Amen.
It's like renting a car or renting a hotel room. But whenever somebody rents a car, even if they say put 91 in it, what do people normally do? Why? Ain't my car. Hey, my car, and that's a lot cheaper gas. I don't care.
Yeah. Amen.
When they go to hotels, what do? For some odd reason, people have a house full of little shampoos, little soaps. I'm going to get my money's worth. What is that going to do? Well, I got 8,000 of them now. Okay. Really? It's come to that? Or when you're renting an Airbnb, some people don't care.
Right.
So they just run through it like whatever.
Yeah.
Leave everything everywhere. Why?
Yeah.
Not mine.
Yeah.
See, Satan looks at it, or Satan looks at you whenever, and he can tell if you really believe you own what God or Jesus did on the cross for us.
Right.
He knows if you really believe you own it or not.
Right.
Salvation, healing,
yep.
victory, prosperity. He knows if you really believe you have ownership of it or not. Why? Because whenever you have ownership of something, what do? You treat it way different than if you were just renting it.
Amen.
Don't you? Whenever you have the title deed to something, what do you start doing all of a sudden now? Now we're washing it. Now we're taking care of it. Because like growing up, me and my older brother, Joy, we had to start buying our clothes for school when I was a freshman or something like that. Well, that changed. We ain't playing football in our just nice clothes now.
Amen.
Why? Because if I'm spending $80 for a pair of pants, we hanging them up.
Yeah.
We putting them up nice, getting out my just playing clothes.
Yeah.
Why? It's different whenever you know you own it.
Yes.
Whenever you own it, you start taking care of stuff. Yeah. Whenever you own something, you start paying more attention to it. Ownership, it's like buying a kid something, you know. What do? They don't really care. They didn't pay for it.
Yeah. Right.
But then you start telling them, all right, for now on, you can start paying for stuff. Really? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're trying to help you. That's what we're really trying to do. We're trying to help you, not to be respectful, but also take ownership of stuff.
Yeah.
That way, whenever it comes to the Word of God, this isn't just some wild thought.
Right.
Ownership. One great way to do it is renewing of the mind helps with ownership, with the Word of God, not with the theory of man. Amen. Another great example of somebody that never took ownership, look at the Israelites. They never took ownership and ended up dying in the desert. Never took ownership, ever. But yet it was theirs. God gave it to them. I can't believe they'd do that. Okay, well, what did Jesus give us? Last Friday, I took off work because I was going bow hunting and stuff. And Thursday, I didn't really pay attention to it or whatever. But about Thursday night, I had a bad headache. Bad headache. And I started getting chills and things like that. And I was like, well, no, that doesn't belong to me. That doesn't belong to me. And so the next morning, I kind of felt like it was still trying to be present and things like that. And so I just laid in bed and, you know, kind of whined about it. Well, you know, I thought I was healed. I really didn't. What I did was, when my alarm clock went off, I got up out of bed and I put both of my feet on the floor. Even though the symptoms are still trying to be present, I already know my ownership is healing. And so I didn't receive anything less than what the Word of God already says belongs to me. And so I made myself put one foot in front of the other and get up and move. Too many times whenever things like that attack our bodies or something, we almost want to throw a fit like a little kid. Well, you know, I thought I was healed. Well, number one, act like you're healed then. Because what does a healed person do? Do they lie around in bed all day whining? Do they call all their friends? Amen. And so I just got up, even though the symptoms were trying to show up, I still just moved. And I said, that doesn't belong to me. And you know, not that long it broke.
Amen. Yes.
And I was fine. And then Tuesday, it actually tried to show back up. And I said, you know what? I already went through this. I know what belongs to me. I know healing belongs to me. I know for a fact it does because I've read it in the Word too many times. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Matthew 8, 17. 1 Peter 2, 24. And so you just go to the Scriptures. You just meditate on the Word of God, what it says concerning whose healing. God's healing. See, if you don't take ownership of it. Amen. Let's go over to Luke 15, please. I talked about this Sunday, but we're just going to hit it real fast. Luke 15, verse 14. And when he had spent all, y'all know this, the prodigal son, right? Yes. Amen. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have fain have filled his belly with husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired what?
Servants
of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. He never saw himself as his dad's son, but he saw himself as his dad's
servant.
See, no ownership was there. None. He just kind of went crazy for a little bit. He's like, oh, look, I got this inheritance. I'm good. And then just went through it. And then didn't realize the ownership. Look, your dad's at the house still.
Right.
Your dad is still wealthy.
Right.
Your dad still has everything that you need. You're about to starve, but yet there's provision already for you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Go over to Matthew 15, please, 21. I know I might be going a little fast, but we're getting it. Amen. Yes, ma'am, Matthew 15, 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee, even as thou what? That sounds just like Luke 1:38.
Amen.
Be it unto thee. And then what did Mary say? Be it unto who?
Me.
Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. Amen. She took ownership of what didn't even belong to her.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Right? Because he said, look, I wasn't sent to y'all. I was sent to the house of Israel.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
And she's like, yeah, but even the dogs get the crumbs.
Right.
Even the dogs. She took ownership of what didn't even belong to her. And she received it. She's able to receive it because she took ownership of it. Even though she was pretty much called a dog, She didn't allow offense or anything else to creep in, but she said, you know what? Even the dogs get the crumbs, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And so she sat there and took ownership of what the house of Israel, what belonged to them. She said, look, I want it too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to receive it. My kid will receive it right now. He said, all right then, your kid's healed.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. On another side, I wrote down, you can take ownership of what doesn't belong to us as well, like, well, I'm sick.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Well, I can't afford that.
Amen.
You know, I wish I had a house like that. I wish I had a vehicle.
Amen.
Amen. We could, or we could sound like I'm healed. I have a supply.
Yes.
I'm loved.
Yes.
Jesus said he'd never leave me nor forsake me.
Amen.
I am the healed.
Yep.
I am the righteousness of Christ.
Yes. Yep. Amen.
Amen. What are we taking ownership of? What are we taking ownership of? Hebrews 11:1, it said the title deed.
Yes.
See, do we really walk around like we have ownership? Like we have a title deed to healing? To victory, to prosperity? Do we walk around like that? Or do we walk around looking defeated? I mean, it was gave to the Israelites, right? And they never accepted it. They would never take ownership of what belonged to them already. And everything that God did for them, Jesus did for us, but better. Better. And look how great they had it, but we got it better. You know what better means?
Amen.
It means whatever that was, it's a lot better than that.
Yes.
Amen.
We need to start looking at the word and taking ownership for what belongs to us.
Yes.
And not whining, looking at people and going, I wish I had that. Well, it belongs to you just like it belongs to them.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The thing. Whatever they have belongs to you. God's not a respecter of person. He's a respecter of faith. And faith is the title deed.
Yes.
Faith is the title deed. We need to really understand that. The title deed. Title deed is ownership. Title deed is you cannot have this. It belongs to me. I've got proof.
Yes. Amen.
See, when Satan tries to bring sickness or lack or calamity or depression, what do we need to be doing? Whining?
Nope.
We need to act like we have a little bit of a backbone. I don't know, you know, out in the world, we get crazy with people. When it comes to Satan, we act like we can't do stuff sometimes. We become babies almost and whine. God, I thought you said. I don't know why we talk about that. Amen. Well, he did say it. So why don't you go ahead and just grab the word of God and start walking around and quoting whatever scriptures you're needing.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
Amen.
Too many times we become whining babies.
Amen.
We really do.
Yep.
You know, I've been there before. I've whined. Might as well talk about myself. I've whined before. You know, God, I can't believe this happened. Now look at that. Now look at that. Then the tire fell off.
Yep.
We can sound just like the world if we want to.
Yeah.
The problem is we've practiced that too much in our life and it's became accustomed to us. What we need to do is switch over and start practicing what the Word of God says and quoting that instead of quoting everybody else. Because the Word of God is what's going to get you through, not what you've been quoting your whole life. Because what we've been quoting our whole life has given us the same exact results as everybody else we've been watching.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. So if what I've been talking for the last 30 years isn't working, you think I'd catch a hint? Or if what I spoke last week is showing up this week, a light bulb should start going off somewhere.
Yeah.
Amen. The title deed, talking about the title deed with that sickness, y'all remember that story about Brother Hagin whenever he got paralyzed on the side of his face? And he said, I went up to the front, got prayed for, and then I started walking home. He said, we'd walk underneath one of the street lights, it'd shine on my face, and my friends with me, they'd see my face, and it was still paralyzed on one face. And they'd go, are you sure you got healed? Yeah, I received my healing whenever the pastor prayed for me. Right. Are you sure? Because your face is still paralyzed. No, you're looking, you're going off of what you can see. I'm going off of my title deed. But you don't understand what I'm going through. I don't. But I know faith is a title deed. I do understand that.
Amen.
But also, on the other hand, you don't know what I've been through.
Right.
Amen. See, the faith is the title deed will get you through whatever you need to get through. As long as you stand with it and believe it, God, he's not going to back off from faith. I'm telling you right now. God, he'll go over, was it Smith Wigglesworth said, he'd pass over a million people to get to one person using faith.
Yes, amen.
Yep.
Faith is the title deed. It's ownership. Saying whatever I just spoke the command of faith for, Matthew 5 talks about the woman with the issue of blood, right?
Yep.
What'd she do? She what?
Said.
She kept doing what? Saying what? I'm sick. Well, I've got this. The doctor said I can never be healed. Well, I'm just going to have to live with this for the rest of my life. Are you sure?
Yes.
You don't know why I'm sure she didn't? Because it says that, because it says she touched the hem of his garment and she was whole. That's how I know she didn't speak those words of, well, I'm going to have to live with this. This is just what, you know, it happened to me. You know, I might have, and we ain't got time to talk about that. Amen. So I know she wasn't talking crazy, but she just kept saying, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be what?
Yeah.
See, her neck was stretched out.
Yes, she was. Good looking.
Yep.
She was. What are we expecting? What is our neck stretched out for? Gossip?
No.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. How you say that, huh? Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. What's our neck stretched out for? Amen. Are we expecting what we spoke to command of faith over?
Yes.
Are we always stretching our neck out for, well, if there wasn't no luck, I wouldn't have any at all.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're going long and then something happens and then, you know, we obviously all work with worldly people. You hear them say, well, that's about right. You know, it's been going good for a while now. Next, just stretched out for some of the most craziest things. Well, you know, it was cold outside yesterday. You know, I knew I should have wore a coat. I'm probably going to get the flu. Well, you know, I probably shouldn't go out tomorrow. It's supposed to be windy, you know, and wind and my allergies, you know, I don't do good. Next, just stretched out expecting it already before it's even showed up. That way it's a free delivery and it shows up on time. It's just waiting for you to get there. And then we walk into it and go, God, I thought you said.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Real fast, turn over to Esther, please. Esther 5. Verse 1. We'll start at verse 1, sorry. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight, and the king held out his what? Held out to Esther the golden what? That was in his hand. I know we've talked about this. I don't remember when, but could she go in there without being announced and be killed? Well, and be killed, though. Yes, absolutely. Because you got to be invited in there. You can't just show up. But she knew what belonged to her. She was like, you know what? This is my husband, so that means this is my kingdom as well. I know what belongs to me in this house. And so she, see, ownership, people with ownership walk different.
Amen.
They do. There's this one minister. He is going to see some of his family members. I think it's some of his cousins, because he is driving through the town, and called them up just to see if they were home and stuff. They said, yeah, we're home, but you know, I probably wouldn't come over. We all got the flu. He said, no, don't worry about it. We won't get the flu. We'll be fine. And so they went over there and got to the door, knocked on the door, and his cousin answered the door and said, hey, you know, good to see you. I don't know if I'd come in, you, the wife and kids, you know, we all got the flu. And, you know, I don't want y'all to get the flu. He said, don't worry about it. We won't get the flu. Well, you need to use wisdom. See, a lot of times we use that cop out. And we try to make it sound like we're being, you know, wise and smart. You better use wisdom. See, he didn't take ownership of it. And he wanted to visit family. Number one, he knows his ownership of authority. He knows his ownership of the name of Jesus that he gave us. He knows his position. And so him and his family obviously never got the flu. Funny how that works. But yet we see somebody cough and we want to run. How are Christians going to pray for the sick if they're scared of it?
Come on. Come on.
Well, don't breathe this way and I'll pray. God, why would we be afraid of something that comes from Satan, which is a defeated foe? He is, and it's easy to say here. When I'm by myself and I've had a rough week, and sickness or calamity tries to show up, what am I saying then? Satan, you're under my feet, or please get off of me. Hallelujah. Thank God for helping us, because I didn't plan on saying none of this. Amen.
Good word.
And I'm not trying to pick on you, Tom, at all. It's good he is under our feet. But like I said a while ago, there's been times when I've had a rough week or something like that, and then I get home and she tells me about something. I'm just like, oh my gosh, what next? What next?
That's right.
Huh? I never act like that. I used to. I'm learning.
Amen.
Learning. Amen. It's a process. Amen. Somebody that has ownership, it's just something different about them. There's a confidence. There's an assurity. I don't want to call it a cocky walk, but it's almost just a real confident walk, just like, whatever, throw your best shot, I'm good.
Amen.
Look, I might fall down. I'm not going to stay down there and cry and go, God.
Yeah.
Do you not just see that? I can't, really? We don't need to act like babies. Amen. Look at your neighbor, say, we don't need to act like babies. And we don't need to call somebody and cry about stuff. Whine. Amen. We don't. You just go to the Word of God. Figure out I don't know what to look up. Well, look, I'm sure all of us like each other around here. And hopefully you'd have somebody in the church's phone number.
Amen.
Amen. And then if they can't help you, find somebody that can. Text us, call the office. We'll do what we can to help you. If I don't know something, I'm going to tell you, I don't know.
Amen.
I ain't going to try to church something up and give you something that ain't going to help none of us. I'm serious. I'm not here to try to make it look like I know everything. I'm learning like everybody else. Amen. But I'm telling you right now, you ask something, the Holy Ghost on the inside of me, he'll let me know things.
Yes.
Amen.
He'll definitely teach us and show us things from the Word of God that will help us throughout our life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Poke your neighbor and say, what's your neck stretched out for? Amen. Let's go to Acts 3 and then we'll stop. Amen. We'll stop with this. Acts 3:6. Sorry, I didn't tell you. Sorry. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, what?
I give thee.
Give I thee. In the name, rise up and walk. See, they knew what belonged to them. And they were using their ownership to help somebody in need. Ownership just isn't for us. It's not. It's for the world. The church as a whole, there should not, almost said it, amen. There should not be sick people in the church. There's supposed to be sick people outside the church and the church helping them. I understand we're all learning.
Amen.
Pull that up in the Amplified Classic, please. But Peter said, silver and gold money I do not have, but what I do have, that I give unto you in, and then this word right here, the use of.
Amen.
You ought to study that.
Yeah.
In the use of. In the use of what? Hallelujah. Pull that up in the Passion, please. Then Peter said, I don't have money, but I'll give you this. By the power of the name.
Yes.
By the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk.
Yes.
Amen. By the power. Nothing to do with us, but we understand the name that he gave us.
Yes.
Right? We use that ownership of that name because he gave it to us to use.
Yes.
So why not use it?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's past 8, so we'll go ahead and stop. Amen. Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that?
Yes.
Amen. You and me both. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and we thank you for your word, and I thank you we will continue to walk in the light from the word that we continually receive from you. And we thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Don't forget, this Sunday we'll